AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Roughly $44 billion. That's what Elon Musk is paying for Twitter. The world's richest person who has strong views on free speech will take the company private. Tech analyst Dan Ives with Wedbush says the platform's future under Musk isn't clear.
Does it change it to a subscription platform? Freedom of speech, has it changed Twitter? I think more questions than answers at this point. And I think ultimately this is really going to be a 12, 18-month project to try to transform Twitter.
Three rich business people carried to the International Space Station on a Musk-owned SpaceX rocket and capsule are back on Earth.
We hope you enjoyed the extra few days in space, and thanks for choosing to fly with SpaceX.
A phrase that's apt to become more common. The trip was supposed to last a little over a week, but dicey weather kept the visitors in orbit almost twice as long as intended. The landing off the Florida coast ends a 17-day tour of the space station at a price of $55 million per space tourist. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres travels to Russia tomorrow, Ukraine later this week. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tells the AP that Guterres needs to focus on one issue while in Russia.
Evacuation of Mariupol. This is really something that UN is capable to do. And if he demonstrates political will, character and integrity.
UN spokesman Farhan Haq says the Secretary General has a much broader goal in mind.
The end goal is to have a halt to fighting and to have ways to improve the situation of the people in Ukraine, lessen the threat that they're under, and provide humanitarian aid towards them.
President Biden nominates Bridget Brink as ambassador to Ukraine. She's a career Foreign Service officer who has spent decades working in Eastern Europe. This is AP News. A former assistant football coach at a public high school in Washington State who knelt in prayer in the middle of the field after every game sued the Bremerton School District after they failed to reach a solution. His suit has reached the U.S. Supreme Court.
We'll hear argument first this morning in case 21-418, Kennedy versus Bremerton School District.
Chief Justice John Roberts, in arguments today, Joseph Kennedy's lawyer, Paul D. Clement, says he has a right to pray.
When Coach Kennedy took a knee at midfield after games to say a brief prayer of thanks, his expression was entirely his own. That private religious expression was doubly protected by the free exercise and free speech clauses.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor, during questioning.
The idea of why the school can discipline him is that that puts a kind of undue pressure, a kind of coercion on students to participate in religious activities when they may not wish to.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.